The State Chamber is the largest business organization in the Commonwealth, with 16,000 members and representing 30,000 businesses. While typically an ally to the GOP, they're at odds with the House Republican majority on the issue of bringing an estimated $1.7 billion federal dollars back to Virginia in order to expand the health care safety net. The chamber says they don't want the money going directly into the Medicaid system they feel is broken, but instead into a new private system that achieves the same coverage more efficiently. While similar to the Senate's Marketplace Virginia plan, the chamber's version embraces a key reform proposal originated by the House, a two-year audit of the state's current Medicaid program. Barry Duvall, President and CEO of the Virginia Chamber of Commerce.
We believe that it is a set of reforms that, if adopted, will have to seek federal approval, which, by the way, is no guarantee, and it would, in fact, require a process of approvals probably further than any other state. But I think if it was approved, we would have some level of assurance that it would protect the financial integrity of the Commonwealth. It would extend the benefits to those who need it.
The chamber is also asking the General Assembly to require reauthorization of the private plan every 4 years and to identify offsets for when federal reimbursement dollars drop from 100% to 90%. Duvall explains.
This is not a one-time vote, never to be revisited by those public policymakers who represent the citizens of Virginia. Many of us who have been in elected office in the past recognize that government programs are not always and not often exactly the way they are intended. You have to live with them for a while.
Gary Thompson, chair of the Virginia Chamber.
Over the next 8 years, Virginia businesses will pay $16.4 billion in taxes related to the Affordable Care Act. Our opportunity and challenge under the provisions of the Affordable Care Act is, can we return $15 billion of that money back to Virginia?
Kevin Reynolds, president of Cardinal Bank.
I look at the business case, and for Cardinal Bank, we have nearly 800 employees. We are double taxed. We're taxed at the employee level. We're indexed for the uninsured, nearly $1,000. All of us that pay our taxes and some of us that overpay, we ask the federal government for refunds. Well, there's $15 billion of refunds that we're seeking. So we understand it's politically difficult, but the business case is compelling.
Peter Pruden is the co-owner of Taste Unlimited in Hampton Roads.
The principle is unveiled today for a private option in Virginia, offers a responsible, sustainable, market-based approach. The principles will allow Virginia to reform Medicaid, control cost, prevent waste, fraud, and abuse, and provide coverage for the working poor. This plan, as outlined, will reject the inefficient federally designed Medicaid program and design a cost-effective package option based on Virginia's history of a well-managed state.
Nicole Riley, state director for the National Federation of Independent Business, says not all of Virginia's business community believes accepting the federal dollars is responsible.
Expanding an underfunded, cumbersome and poorly administrated program like Medicaid is irresponsible. And does anyone, including the supporters, believe that the benevolent central planners in Washington are going to be able to keep their promise in 2020 for perpetuity? Our members know that with Washington facing more than $17 trillion in debt, chances are they will fail to keep their promise. And that means that our state's job creators will be placed on the hook for the next decade to make up those budget shortfalls.
The NFIB balloted their 5,500 membership on the question of Medicaid expansion, and 81% were against it.
This is the voice of small business, and this is what they're saying. They do not want to see Medicaid expanded. Many business leaders prefer complete reform of Medicaid before tossing more money on a raging wildfire. Most want as much coverage for as many as possible, but not at the risk of losing everything else.
Speaker of the House Bill Howell says the House Republican majority remains firm that no form of Medicaid expansion will occur this year. The budget conference will officially begin on Wednesday, though with no resolution to the Medicaid issue, few are holding out hope that a deal can be reached by their scheduled adjournment on March 8th. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.